Okay, class. Today, Janet here is going to give us a short presentation about the poem Grand Central. I hope everyone read it for homework. Right then. You can start when you're ready, Janet.
Okay. I'm going to talk about the poem Grand Central by Billy Collins. First, I'll read the poem aloud. Grand Central by Billy Collins. The city orbits around 8 million centres of the universe and turns around the golden clock at the still point of this place. Lift up your eyes from the moving hive and you will see time circling under a vault of stars and know just when and where you are.
Very nicely done, Janet. Now, tell us about the poem.
Okay. So, everyone knows what Grand Central is, right? It's a big train station in New York City. I saw Grand Central last year when I visited New York with my family. It's the biggest train station in the world with 44 different platforms. I mean, it's huge. I think it was built like 100 years ago or something like that.
That's interesting, Janet, but what about the poem? What do you think it means?
Oh, well. In the first line of the poem, the author says, "The city orbits around 8 million centres of the universe." And New York City has a population of about 8 million people, so I think he means that each person in New York is the centre of the universe. Or their own little universe, maybe. I like that idea. Anyway, after that, Collins talks about the golden clock at the still point of this place. Well, in the middle of Grand Central, there's a really big golden clock that people look at to check the time. Everyone walks around it, but the clock doesn't move, so it's the still place. That's what Collins means when he says, "Lift up your eyes from the moving hive, and you will see time circling." A hive is a place where bees live, and bees are always busy and moving around, just like the people in the station. And when the people look up, they see time circling, because the hands of the clock are moving in circles. Then, in the next line it says, "Under a vault of stars," which sounds strange inside a building, but when you're in Grand Central and you look up, you can see lots of stars painted on the big round ceiling over your head. And the word vault can mean ceiling. So you look up and you see time circling on the clock under a ceiling with stars. Finally, the poem ends with a line about you'll know just when and where you are. So that means when you see all those things, like the busy hive of people and the stars on the ceiling, you'll know exactly where you are, at Grand Central. And you'll know when you are, because you'll see the time on the golden clock. Okay, that's all.
That was very good, Janet. Thank you for that. You can sit down now. Okay, now, does anyone have any questions about...